And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, listen. There's a debt that is owed to society right now. There is a debt owed to society. But we're going to check the numbers again right now because Boomer's a good man. So Boomer done brought the old guy a box full of apple fritters. How long did I spend in that segment? I can't even get my words out now. But here's the deal. In case you missed it earlier, we've had a running bet. We take the show every single day. It's streaming right now. Boomer, where are we on? We're on YouTube,
Instagram, our website under live stream, and Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So the show is live streaming. You can watch the video right now if you want to. But it's also on the radio, obviously, every day, 3 hours a day. And then we take the show and we podcast it. So the show is podcasted out from there. We're at just under 100,000 downloads of the podcast, which is a major milestone for us. And so we had a running bet. I said we would get to 100,000 by the end of November. I was way off. And then Boomer said we'd get there by the 10th. Well, that was Friday.
Saturday.
It was Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got to use Friday's show.
You did. Sure.
And I was like, man, we're going to get it. And we were 150 shy.
150. A mere 150. Infinitesimal in the broader count. But guess what? So the deal is this. The loser, which was me last time, has to get out on the floor here in the studio and do push-ups while the winner eats donuts. And so
That's one of
my favorite things being apple fritters. Boomer has brought me a box of apple fritters.
Apple fritters. I found them. Actually went to like three places today.
I'm showing them to the camera
because no one
right
had
now.
Apple fritters today. And so then I brought them in, and I've prepared myself for my push-ups.
All right. Well, let's do this Army style right now. All right. Get the front lean and rest, maggot. Get on down there. I'm gonna do it Army style. I'm gonna count them out here. One. I'm not tired yet. Doing better. One. All right. I'm eating my. Go. He's just knocking them out. Good gosh, bro. I'm eating my apple fritter while you're. I can't eat this thing as fast as you can do push-ups, apparently. Good Lord, Booms. Hey, you know what? I can't see in the camera. I don't think you're going down all the way. One. Oh my gosh. Lost count. I think you're on 12. Hang on, bite number two. Oh, man. Where you at? Give me a number.
Well, I started back because I didn't know where I was.
You started over?
I'm on 35.
You say you're on 35. I think you're on 15. All I know is this is a mighty good fritter, my brother. And the whole world's getting to listen to me eat it in the microphone right now. Oh, man. I'm enjoying this. I may have to have two fritters. Boomer has done 50 push-ups like a machine. Boom shakalaka to the Boomer. Well, hey, you're a good man. Fist bump over here.
Fist bumps.
Bam. All right. All right, let's not make any more bets like that.
Make some bets that don't involve the push-ups.
All right, like next time it's like I have to wear a crazy sweater or something. I don't know. But
yeah, like a Bama sweater, right?
That won't happen. That's not going to happen. I will not. Somebody texted in at one point and said, if you lose, you have to wear a Boomer's Bama hat. And I said, no, it ain't going to happen.
Oh, man, Allie's ragging on me, straighten out my elbows.
See? Thank you, Allie. Allie from Athens texting in. I'm still eating my fritter right away.
It's all right.
Keep talking, man. I got a mouthful of fritter.
You got a mouthful of fritter. I'm breathing hard over here. So it's all good.
We basically are just having way too much fun in the Right Side studio. But
yeah.
All right. First of all, I will say this. Yes, it's very hot in here. I am proud that in this studio we can still do push-ups.
That's right. Absolutely.
We are not sitting around wasting time. Literally, we can do push-ups.
We can.
And oh, by the way, these fritters are mighty good.
Oh, they look pretty good over there.
All right, so listen, while he catches his breath, because he's doing everything he can to try and talk and breathe at the same time, let me just tell you guys how much we appreciate y'all. So, yeah, 100,000 downloads to the podcast is a major deal for us. This show is only a year and a half old come January 1. and never saw this coming. At this stage in our lives, Charlene and I are like, a radio show? I mean, it's not like I haven't already lived three lives already. It feels like sometimes four or five, but truth be told, this was not something we saw coming, but God did. And I'll never forget, Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville, one of the stations that we're on, called me in March of 21 and said, hey, man, Rush Limbaugh died. And I said, well, yeah, bro, you doing all right? And he goes, yeah, but I got to fill 3 hours. And it went from there. And I just, like I said, never saw this coming. But what I do love is that every single day we've got an audience that allows us to get on here and do what I call the four E's. We try to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you with what it means to be a conservative in today's world. But then on top of that, there's the message. That's the mission, the four E's. But the message is every single day I want you to hear on this show that Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful. No, by the way, life is worth living. Because this show is going to point out things that are wrong with the world, but we're going to talk about what to do about it. And we're not going to be a gripe session. There's a whole lot of value in that. And it's too often missing in so many other shows. And I think that's why it's resonated and why we've had a chance to grow and syndicate so quick. And our hope is that sometime within the next little while, you'll see it grow some more and that we'll be able to lay it on to other audiences all over the state and the region. And we'll just see what God does. All I know is right now I'm enjoying it. And Boomer, I'm glad you're a part of it, brother.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, well, we just got a call in.
Who was that?
It was Allie. She was, from Athens. She was telling me, Booms, I was watching you. You're going to have to do them again. You're going to have to tell Phil you did them wrong. You're going to have to do them again. But I have to rest up before I do them again.
Allie, I won't make him do that. That means I have to eat more fritters if I do that, so we can't do that. All right. Well, I'm going to finish eating my fritter while we go to break. But coming right back, my friend Amy Beth Shaver is going to call in with some pretty good thoughts on woke culture and why we better start standing up to it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.